Hey, what's going down, everybody? It's your boy, Mr. Soda Fake, with Shotley for RB Soda Fake TV. I'm the DJ and the podcast host. I just want to say thank you all for rocking with RB Soda Fake TV for these past 5 straight years, and those who has followed RB Soda Fake TV recently. And also, make sure you guys follow RB Soda Fake TV on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And make sure you guys, you know, check out all the episodes on Spotify as well. Make sure you guys follow us on Anchor as well too. But you know, these past couple months, you know, I've just been strategizing ideas and things. You know, for so long, you know, while focusing on, you know, everything we do as far as like the history of legendary artists from around the world, and you know, new school and posting new music. And, you know, like, the numbers has built up. You know, of course, you know, we have over, like, 32,000 followers on Facebook. We got over, like, 8,000 on Instagram. And we had to create a new Twitter page because I realized that anything you post over 20 seconds or over a minute, Twitter will always try to take your page down. And the sad part about it, you know, we had to recreate a new one all over again. I know, it's just ridiculous. But make sure you guys follow, you know, our new RB Soda Fake TV Twitter page on there. But anyway, you know, like these past couple months, I thought to myself, I said, okay, you know, like we stayed focused on the Twitter page, the Instagram page, and the Facebook page, but you know, barely even, have our YouTube channel, you know what I'm saying? You know, active and stuff. So, the last time I even post, you know, anything on there, like the past couple months, a while back, you know, I was posting like the RB Soda Fake TV After Dark. Then, a couple years before that, you know, like we did a Johnny Gill Musical Journey Part 1 and 2 and 3, and also The Truth Part 1 and 2. And we did Bobby Brown, and recently, this year, we did Ralph Transman. And shout-out to the fans that liked it, you know, the part one. And be on the lookout, part two is on its way. But, you know, like these past couple months, I thought to myself, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna make sure that every video is posted of an artist. Either it's birthdays, what song went number one on this day, albums, you name it. And also, you know, post interviews on YouTube as well. It is crazy because, like, for so long, the YouTube channel, you know, went from 300 and something subscribers, and we was at that number for, like, I want to say, because, like, the YouTube channel was crazy in 2016, but as far as the subscribers, so we was at that number between 100 and 300. I want to say between 2017 up to this year. And then, like, these past maybe, like, 3 straight months, you know, since, I would say 3 or 4 straight months since I've been posting, you know, the anniversaries, the videos and stuff, the numbers went up fast. And I thought to myself, I said, here we are, we almost at 800 subscribers on YouTube. I'm like, wow, that's crazy, you know. You just never know sometimes when you post videos and birthdays, and what song went number one and stuff, or albums, you'd be surprised how far it goes. So for me, it was like, okay, you know, it's time to, you know, just making sure that we give that the YouTube page much energy as we do the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. But anyway, you know, over you know, like the course almost 2 years, you know, interviewed artists on Instagram, and I thought to myself, I was like, you know what? I'm doing all this, but I felt like something was missing. So one day, I saw an ad on Facebook one day, and a matter of fact, I saw it on TV, and I noticed a lot of these celebrities, they pretty much joined this app called Anchor. Matter of fact, this YouTube blogger, she goes by Lovely T, and she was talking about, you know, she joined Anchor and, you know, things like that. So when I saw that, I said, okay, cool. You know, I'm going to sign up. And ever since, you know, I signed up for it, you know, I took all the interviews I did, I transferred straight to Spotify. And the numbers, oh, man, unbelievable and stuff. But anyway, you know, just growing involvement and just building the platform up and, you know, just you basically go from there. But anyway, You know, this has been a hell of a ride this year so far. This whole year, you know, we have interview artists like After Seven, Raheem Devon, Rough Fizz, you know, and who else? Oh, man. My mind just went blank. You know, besides, you know, independent international artists, you know, we done had, you know, artists like Lena James, you know, follow R&B So Fake TV, After Seven, Jody Watley, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis. I mean, like, the list goes on. And, you know, when you know, for me and my team, you know, we just didn't want to be one of the type of people that create these pages and all they do is just post videos. And posting videos, that's cool. But for us, we want to give you a whole history of an artist and what they accomplished during different periods of the time of their lives. And, you know, give you full detail. Because I remember one time there was a lady who was talking about, you guys post a long story for artists. Because my thing, like, is it's important because, you know, the thing about, you know, certain fans, they only go by what they see on TV of an artist or what they hear on these blogs or something they see, you know, on these apps and stuff. And they don't know too much of an artist. But when it comes to a historian, you know, they break down all the real facts of what this artist done for the past, present, and future. And, you know, the history of an artist is important because you get a chance to really know everything. Did it win Grammys? Did it win the Soul Train Awards, BET Awards, ASCAP, BMI, iHeartRadio, Billboard Music Awards, you name it. So it's important to know all these significant eras of this artist, of what they, you know, accomplished during the period of time of their lives. But anyway, you know, it just had been a roller coaster and stuff. And I, you know, we definitely appreciate, you know, how our page has grown. Because, like, when I created R&B So Fake TV on September the 3rd, 2016, we went from September to December. You know, R&B So Fake TV ended up having over 500 and some likes on Facebook. Then a year later, we got over 1,000 likes on Facebook. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, the page has started to grow, started to evolve. People started to really, you know, catch on to what's going on. And the first legendary group that showed us love and got us even noticed was After Seven. So that pretty much was the tip of the iceberg. And shouts to After Seven. You know, didn't have to do it, but I appreciate them showing, you know, me and my team love. Anyway, we're from 1,100 then to 5,000. Then around that time, Jody Wiley, here comes Jody Wiley, Pima Bryson, the list goes on. Since then, you know, so to go from 500 likes to the fall of 2016 to over 30,000 likes and 32,000 followers, that fast in 5 years, that says something. You know, it takes some pages like 10 years to get 30,000. But it's all about the grind. It's all about, you know, what you post and everything else and stuff. And, you know, true enough, there's some artists that got these verified pages and stuff. They see what's going on. They don't even share shit. And they're sad. And no matter what's posted up there, especially when it comes to, you know, good news. But you got these, you know, artists who got these personal assistants or their managers or whatever, or you know, they will post, you know, their pages and have a time. They don't even acknowledge the history of artists and stuff. Just like these music estates as well. You know, like, for example, like, look at Michael Jackson's estate. The sad part about that Michael Jackson's estate is that they don't post, you know, like, okay, all this day, Michael Jackson was number one on the Hot R&B charts and barely even posted the Hot 100 and stuff. So it's a lack of not acknowledging, you know, the years of Michael Jackson was number one all these particular times of his career and stuff. And it's sad. And barely even recognize the R&B. So just go show you, sometimes you got to be careful when you put all your energy, you know, in the wrong hands as far as they don't acknowledge what, you know, certain situations that Michael has accomplished and stuff. But anyway, you know, I just want to say thank you all for rocking with R&B So Fake TV. Like I said, you know, spread the word, tell a friend, because, you know, we give, you know, fans history. You know, we celebrate artists from the old school to the new school. And also, too, I want to give a shout out to YouTube for, you know, adding a video playlist of songs they have it attached to our YouTube channel. And I was shocked about that, because one day I was looking at my YouTube channel, and I started seeing other stuff, you know, be added on there. And I was like, wow, man. I said, man, that's incredible. So like I said, you know, when you build your platform up, you'd be surprised what type of features that's being added on there. So that's a great look and stuff. But with that being said, like I said, make sure you guys follow RB Soul Effect TV on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. You know, this week, you know, we have a couple of interviews coming up. And also more music releases and more history, birthday shout-outs, you name it. So on that note, thank you all for rocking with RB Soul Effect TV. It's your boy, Mr. Soul Effect, with Rashad Lee for RB Soul Effect TV. I'm out, y'all. Peace.